I reached the point where at that time I could tell that I was having problems. I was not as active as I should have been or could have been. The 24, 16 hours days were difficult to go. And I had promised myself I would retire at a certain time. I worked one more year than I had to, that I was going to retire and then just do work. And so I worked around the house and did everything. I worked for about 2 years. And Jack Norman called me and said, "Gilstrap, you've gotten rid of all of my boys had to go back to school. Now you're going to have to replace some of my workers. Would you come out and help us?" And so I went to work for Jack Norman.
Okay.
And I worked for them for, I guess, about 8-9 years. Parts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just thing. I loved it. It was great for me because up until that point, I had spent time at time working and working. And suddenly, I had no responsibility except to get on a tractor and drive. Jack Norman, Alton, I'd drive out there and he'd say, your tractor is out here on a certain place. And so I'd go out there and he'd say, "Now plow that field." And when I got that field plowed, usually by the time I got it plowed, he'd call me and say, "You about through?" "Yeah." "Well, now you do this. You go to this place." I finally ended up where I had a little book I carried with me where I would go to and plow this farm. Because if they didn't, I'd plow. Well, in fact, one of the times Jack took me out to a place and he said, "Now from here and over here, you've plowed that field down to this line." Well, I got going around the field. And boy, it's kind of nice and all. I was working, and I got around. All of a sudden, I thought, "Yeah, I'm on another farm." And to turn around, plow back, get back on the farm. I said, "Jack, I plowed that other farm over there." He said, "That's all right." But he says, "Yeah, it's not planted, so you're okay." So I did that, but that was one of the best things that happened to me.